From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
We are so excited. I have Deidra. She has her special starting now with the Dawn Reese show, and it is starting now. And she's got a very special VIP author. And is Deidra on the phone?
Yes, I'm here. Very excited for tonight's show.
There you go. Deidra, take it away. Beauty Queen reporter for Dawn Reese show. We'll be back.
Hey, hi, everyone. This is Deidra Veronica. You're listening to Chat with Deidra radio show. And I have a special guest tonight, Danielle Forbes. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you, Deidra?
Hi, it's so nice to talk to you. You are an actress, an author, a public speaker, and talk show host, which is so awesome. I love that you're involved in so many different things. So first off, I just want to talk about your LLC. So you have Danielle Forbes Enterprises, LLC. Can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Absolutely, yes. So Danielle Forbes Enterprises, LLC, is a new business, about a year now. So what it is a production/entertainment company. So as you mentioned, I am an author. So in addition to being an author, I also have a script for my fiction thriller book titled Destiny. So I'm looking forward to starting filming April 7th of 2022. But my latest endeavor that I'm working on under Danielle Forbes Enterprises is the Create Your Destiny Transparency Conference for women and men. So I'm very excited about that. It's all about taking your pain and turning it into your purpose. Everything that we go through in life, God uses it to catapult us into our purpose. So that's what this conference is about. It's all about people sharing their stories and the adversity that they face and using it to inspire others to continue to go forth and walk into their destiny and purpose.
That's awesome. And I see that it's the first annual. So what made you want to do this conference?
It is the first annual, and if I can tell you, it will actually be January 16th of 2022, so I'm very excited about the date of it, because January, I think that's going to be a great month. As we know, January, everyone's in that new mindset, that new year, new me mode. So I said, what better event than to get people excited about starting a new year, especially after coming through a pandemic and just so many losses and trials and tribulations that we went through over the last couple of years. It really just inspired me to I love to empower people, especially women, because I am one, but most importantly, to really share how I took my own pain and turned it into my purpose, which is how I came up with the book Destiny, because although Destiny is a fiction thriller book, I was going through a breakup. I was engaged and the engagement ended, so that was a very tough time for me. And the way I was able to make it through that breakup, I took that pain that I was going through and created the main character of the book, which is Destiny. And although it's not about me, it was definitely therapy for me, definitely therapeutic, and it was an outlet for my pain. So I say, had I not gone through that breakup, I would have never written that book, which turned into a script and which is now a conference and a platform for other people to share their stories and inspire other people to take those traumatic events that they've gone through in life and use it to walk into their purpose.
That is so awesome. I'm so thankful to be speaking to you right now, because I actually just started an LLC called Single Girl Surrender. Kind of, along the same lines as yours, like saying taking your pain and putting it to, you know, a purpose or a platform. And a lot of young girls struggle with singleness and just going through bad relationships, and they feel like they're waiting on God for promise. Maybe they've been waiting a long time. So it put in my heart, too, to start this LLC, and I actually really want to do a conference next year as well. So I think
awesome.
That's so awesome. Yeah, and you're turning it into or you have a book for it, and I'm actually wanting to write a book called Single Girl Surrender also. And you're saying that it's going to have a movie, so are you looking for actors or actresses? Like, how can someone get involved in your project?
Absolutely. Once we start, we already have the script and we have the number of characters. So absolutely, once we get started in April, I will absolutely be sharing all over my social media and with you as well. I would love to connect with you and to get the word out, because I definitely will be looking for roles, extras, all types of opportunities to be in a movie will definitely be there. So I definitely want people that I know, and people that have just always wanted to get into acting. I definitely want to extend people that opportunity. So I will definitely let you know. But people will be able to go on to my website, which is DanielleForbProductions.com, and they could basically, just follow that. Once next year comes, as far as the movie is concerned, probably January or February of next year, it'll be more information about casting and such for the movie. But my biggest thing right now is the conference. And so I would love to connect with you on that. I do have plenty of opportunities for the conference as well. I'm looking for speakers and vendors, even sponsors. It's going to be an amazing conference. I believe it will sell out. The venue holds about 375 people. So it's going to be a beautiful event from 11 to 5 at the venue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then from 9 p.m. to midnight, we are going to board the South Beach Lady, which is a yacht that will also sail through Fort Lauderdale. And it's going to be an amazing networking event and just people a chance to really let their hair down that were at the event and just talk and connect and share stories and just really kick off their new year the right way, with some inspiration and hope and encouragement and all that good stuff that God gives us.
That's so cool. I'm really close to Fort Lauderdale. I grew up right there, like 10 minutes away.
Oh, nice.
So I definitely will be there. I would love to speak there as well. I've been through a lot in my life, and the Lord has blessed me. I'm an ordained minister, so I'm definitely on the fire for the Lord and would love to encourage people. So. Awesome.
That's awesome. I definitely I would love to have you as a speaker or a panelist. We definitely have to connect in that regard. I love stories, and that's what this conference is all about. So I would absolutely, and you have the LLC and everything that you said your LLC stands for is exactly what I stand for, and this is what people need. So I would absolutely love to have you as a part of it for sure.
That's so cool. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Me too. It's a lot of work, but I'm excited. God is definitely making a way. He gave me the vision and he's given me the provision. So I'm thankful for that. Absolutely.
All right, so, and then you're an actress and a public speaker, talk show host. So how did you get into things like that? How did you know you wanted to be an actor and do, like, entertainment things?
So it's crazy. So my grandfather, years ago when I was a little girl, he got me into modeling, and it was never really something that I really wanted to do. I kind of was just, like, pushed into it because he saw something in me long before I saw that in myself, God rest his soul. And I thank God that he did, because had he not saw that and planted that seed of hope, I would not be still chasing, and following my dreams. I believe that because he thought so highly of me and he saw so much in me, I'm still trying to make him proud. So he's been passed away for quite some time now, and everything that I'm doing, I still do it in remembrance of him. As a matter of fact, my whole entire book is dedicated to him. So he's the one that kind of got me started in this entertainment industry, and one opportunity led to another, and I ended up really falling in love with acting. I really love acting, and it's just it's fun to become someone else and, you know, kind of like put yourself in someone else's shoes. And talk show is something that I never thought, I never had the desire to do. A gentleman approached me a few years ago and wanted me to be a commentator for a show that he was building called The Employment Channel. And in the midst of that, I started joking around and was saying, oh, you know, I should start my own show and so on and so forth. Well, long story short, later on that night, we ended up having a conversation, and I was telling my mother about it, and she tells me, oh, I know a woman that you can interview. And she had an amazing story of how she cheated death by the hands of a very violent relationship that she was in. And I interviewed her, and it was my very first interview, and she brought her daughter along with her, and her daughter said to me, oh, how long have you been doing this? You're really good. I said, oh, this is my first interview. And she said, what? Mm-hmm. So from that point on, I felt that I was a natural at it because I really enjoy listening to people's stories, and it is something about me that people, within 5 seconds of knowing someone, they just want to tell me their whole life story. And, you know, and I love being there for it. And I realized that that was a passion of mine. And it just took off from there. And like I said, one opportunity led to another, one door opened another door. And here I am with all of these different passions. But the one that I love the most is definitely speaking, because I'm very passionate about my relationship with God and just everything that we go through in life, how he uses all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, to get you to where you're supposed to be, but it's for his divine purpose. And so that's the hat that I love wearing the most, the public speaking hat, for sure.
That's awesome. And you have a podcast called On the Couch with Danielle Forbes. So what made you want to start your podcast?
So it's crazy because I had a show actually on TV for a while on a small network, a digital network out that was based out of Atlanta called VH2, which was a sister company for VH1 in the UK. But it kind of fell under, and there was, you know, some different disagreements that was going on behind the scenes that I knew nothing about. And so I kind of had to put my talk show down for a while, focus on other things, but it was still in the back of my mind, and that fire for it was definitely still burning. And something just kept telling me, this is your passion, this is what you're good at, people love your stories, and you know, they love to listen, so it's time to get back at it. So now what I'm doing in conjunction to On the Couch, I'm actually revamping everything and combining it with my conference. So actually on August 1st, I'll be launching on my social media platform called Create Your Destiny, the Transparency Series. So everything and everyone that I'm interviewing, they'll be involved in the conference some way, shape, or form. Either they'll be a speaker or a panelist, because I really want to get people excited about this conference and give them something to look forward to. So that's how On the Couch was formed, and now Create Your Destiny, the Transparency Series, will be born from out of that. So it's a lot going on, definitely.
That's awesome. I'm totally, like, I love people who do a lot of things, because I feel like when God gives you many gifts, like, use them.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Using all of them.
Yes, I am trying, and it is not an easy task by any means. But, you know, like you said, when God gives it to you, he makes you so passionate about it. Like, even if it's something that we never saw ourselves, most of the things that I'm doing, I never saw myself writing a book, never had the desire to be an author or to do a conference. But years ago, God impregnated me with with this idea of a conference. And I was like, a conference? That seems amazing. That seems like a really big thing. And just over the last few months, God told me the time is now. It's time to execute. And he just started to align the people, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and tell me the right phone calls to make and just provide, you know, the funding and the people, and just watching it unfold and the ideas that God gives me on the daily basis and the people that he puts into my path and vice versa. It's just amazing to me, and I love it because I know that this is his purpose, and no matter how tough it gets or how, you know, how many times I want to give up, because, you know, he gives me that fire, you know, to keep going and to persevere. And on the end result on January 16th is definitely going to be miraculous. So looking forward to it.
So cool. So, and you're also a flight attendant, so that's awesome. And you recently met Kirk Franklin on one of your flights. How was that?
Yeah. I did. Oh my goodness. Listen, of all the hats, I forgot the one that puts the food on the table. Being a flight attendant, yes, I love it. And I actually started flying over 20 years ago, believe it or not. But I've been flying with American Airlines now over 8 years. I can't believe it's been that long. And I love flying because it's so flexible. And believe it or not, all of these ideas that I have birthed, like from the book, I wrote the entire book on the airplane in 2 years. That was the only place that I was inspired to write, was on the airplane. And yes, recently I met Kirk Franklin. What an amazing man. He was traveling with his wife. And when I tell you, I promise you, I'm not just saying this, you could literally feel the Spirit of God. And I said to him, I can feel the anointing on this plane. And he laughed. And I said, no, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I said, it just felt like the plane was that much more protected. But he was an absolute joy to meet. Great guy, very down to earth, very humble. So it was a good experience. Definitely a blessing.
That's good. I like when you get to meet people who you see on the screen or who are very well known, and they're pleasant people. So I love meeting people that I admire, and they're so nice. So that's really cool.
I know.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse or a favorite story from the Bible that, like, helps you to keep persevering?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The second you said that, the one, there's so many, but the one that just jumps out at me is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that is one of my favorites, because that's what keeps me going. And another one of my favorites that I probably quote at least twice a day is, and we know that all things work together for our good, for those who love God and called according to his purpose. Those are the two that when things get tough and heavy, you know, as they do, especially when you have things going on, the enemy is definitely going to try to attack you and set you back and delay you. And if you can think of anything else, you can think of those two. And the one that really, really gets me, my third one, is no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So those are definitely three that I keep in my, you know, in my right pocket. So, you know, when the enemy sets in like a flood, I can fight them off with those three scriptures. And it brings me back to my center, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. So yes, that was a great question. Thank you for allowing me to share that with you.
Of course. I think that's so important. Especially this month, I've had so many days of just, you know, the enemy attack. He wants to put me in a place of sadness, and you go back to the Word of God and you pray and you use those scriptures, and it just brings you out of it. And I think that's so awesome. And I was saying this to my mom the other day, that the verse that says, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Yes. I've literally experienced that this month, like, five different times. Like, I could have a terrible night, I'm crying, and then the next day, I feel so happy and joyful. I'm like, God, what did you do? Like, what happened? And it's just so awesome to see the Word of God come alive. And it's so great that you're doing this conference, because some people may not go to church, some people might not have a community. So, like, conferences are so important because it brings all kinds of different people together.
Yes.
Who may not even know each other. So I love that you're doing that. And do you have any advice for anyone who wants to live out their God-given dream, but maybe they don't know where to start?
Yes. Amen. Definitely. I thank you for sharing and asking me that question. I do. There's so much advice I can give, and I probably, you know, I'm sure I can't give it all in a short period, but I will definitely do my best. But I want to go back to what you said. You know, the enemy has definitely been busy. So if I can encourage you, it's funny because I feel like he's kind of attacking people in the same way. I, too, have been under attack. And anytime you're doing anything for God, that's how you know you're on the right track, because the enemy will only try to attack people and steal something that, you know, if you're doing something valuable. A thief doesn't break into your home unless he knows that you have something valuable. And it's the same thing with the enemy. So the enemy kind of always reassures us that what we're doing is of God, because if it wasn't, he wouldn't be attacking you and trying to steal your faith and kill your joy, you know, to ultimately destroy you. So I just want to encourage you and say, you know, keep that scripture, weeping endureth for a night, joy comes in the morning. Even if that morning doesn't come for another 6 months, it's coming. So definitely be encouraged. And advice that I would give people that are going through something and they want to live out their purpose, number one, you know, pray. Prayer definitely changes things, and God is listening for even cry. If you can't pray, cry, because it's like God can decipher those, you know, those tears. And basically, to just, whatever it is that you're going through, God uses it all. Nothing that we go through in life is wasted in the kingdom. And Jesus, you know, he had to go through so much long suffering. So when we're going through these things that seem tough to us, we always want to, you know, kind of give ourselves a pity party or take on a woe is me mentality. But then we have to remember that everything that Jesus had to go through to get to the cross and to die for us. And then all of a sudden we're like, man, what we're going through could not even remotely compare to that. So I would encourage anybody that wants to, you know, walk into their God-given purpose, pay attention to what it is that you're going through, pray about it, and ask God to show you the lesson in it. And once you get that lesson, he'll show you the blessing, and just never give up, and just know that all things are working together for your good.
Awesome. Thank you. We're definitely so encouraged by you. Thank you so much. We ran out of time for tonight, but this was such an awesome conversation. I definitely went and added you on your Facebook, Instagram, so we can connect.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll go to DanielForbesReductions.com and we'll follow up with you. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great rest of your night.
Thank you. God bless you. It was a pleasure.
Bye.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ooh. got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor. Or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gas.
Okay, I am Dawn Reese, and stay tuned because I have got an inspirational show called Dawn Reese. Dawn Reese Show, Miracle Story Network, and I did have Hollywood Connection. It will be a Hollywood Connections subsidiary under this later on. We still have drhollywoodconnections.com with talent, and today's show is going to be very, very different for you that are driving. And just to let you know, I took a little break. My son that was 34 years old, his name was Nicholas, and I named him Nicholas because I love Christmas, and he had passed away 3 weeks ago right after his birthday on July 7th. And this show is really dedicated to Nicholas, and I'm going to come back and just tell some little stories about him. And a lot of my friends are saying, Dawn, how are you getting through this? What are you doing? And I just want to say it is beaminghope.org. Beaminghope.org is my church. That is amazing. We had Pastor Joe, Pastor Randy, that was a guest speaker. I ended up going to the church like right after, I would say, his passing, just for healing. And of course, it hit me. Don't think I didn't go through this. It hit me for 2 days very strong. And then I'll tell you more stories and more miracle stories what happened in this half hour. So stay tuned. Don't miss out. But I do have a dear friend on the air with me right now, DeborahHampton.com. Deborah, are you there?
I'm right here, John.
And you were the one when he first passed away, I called you up and I said, Deborah, and you just gave me some very inspirational, amazing faith lifted. And I'll tell you, it just healed my heart. And anybody that lost a son or somebody in their life or a loved one, I've lost my parents, you know, many about 14, 15 years ago. I don't even, it's 20, it goes so fast. But you wrote a song about angels. And that song I'm about to play called Whispering Angels, dedicated to Nicholas, my son. Tell us what happened real quick, why you wrote that song.
Well, let me tell you something. I wasn't much of wasn't a writer at all because I was petrified of words because of my mother and being German and not being able to speak English very well and terrible in school. I would always stay away from reading and writing. And then my girlfriend, her mother passed away and her daughter passed away in the same week. She was expecting her mother to pass away, but not her daughter. And, you know, it was very devastating. And then I went home, and I went to bed, and then all of a sudden, I got woken up. I could hear angel wings. I could hear them. I got up and ran through the house and came back. And I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. And then they told me that I needed to write. And I went down on my knees, and I wrote this song called Whispering Angel. I wanted to take it in a different direction, but they told me no, I could not, and that I needed to get this song out. And it needed to go out so people around the world would know that when you pass, you actually become better. You don't die. They didn't want people to be afraid. And it's been a while, but Dawn, I guess you're the one that's going to bring it out, and it's beautiful what you're doing. I you're just amazing. You're an amazing woman, and I love how you love your son, and I love how you're sharing this with people and opening up people's hearts so they all don't have to be afraid when it's time to go or when someone that they love leaves. And that's what my song explains.
Deborah, that's beautiful, and I can't wait to see you soon at the station. And before we play this, I just want to tell you something, everybody that is listening, about a loved one. You know, July 6th, the day before he passed away, we got that terrible phone call in the middle of the night at 3 in the morning saying your son has passed away. And my grandson actually found him on the floor and tried to wake him up from a heart attack. He wrote this on his Facebook, and it was at 1, almost 2 something in the morning. And it says, God's spoken word. It says, God is saying to you tonight, rest, I am ready at work. I will turn around every bad situation in your life, bless you and your family, and heal every place that you are hurting. Amen. Now, he put that on there right before he went to sleep, or when he was watching TV and he had fallen and, you know, had the heart attack. But I'll tell you, there are so many little miracles that have happened, and it is God sent. God winks. I'm going to tell you about this when we come back after Deborah Hampton's song, A Whispering
and
Angels.
You're sharing it with people, Dawn, and that's what's beautiful, that you're not afraid to share it with people. You're very special, Dawn.
I appreciate that. It's God. I'll tell you, it's God that's getting me through this. And I have some more stories to tell. And stay tuned, because you do not want to miss this show. And it will definitely bless somebody. And we'll be right back. Deborah, thank you so much. We're going to play that song right now. God bless you. I'll call you after the show.
God bless you, too.
Enjoy this amazing song by DeborahHampton.com. We'll be right back. Dedicated to my son, Nicholas, in heaven right now. I have so much to say in 15 minutes, and that just a beautiful song. So, you know, I want to tell you a quick story. My mother actually wrote a poem for my father when he had passed away, and there are little blue stones that I bought. And I just want to read you something, because we read this at his service, and this is just very, very, very beautiful. It says, you know, heaven's comfort, there was a day when your loved one died that the angels over came and heard you cry. You didn't see them, but they were there. They held you often in their arms and obsessed with your and caressed your hair. You don't believe me, and it's true, because they gathered the tears for you. That was written by my mother, Sherry Gorecki, and these little stones that I found at the Dollar Tree. It's like a little thankful, grateful stone that we had. You know, and the story also with Nicholas, this is just a dedication. And I want to thank my husband, Bert, because he was just an amazing best friend to my son, and helped him out so much. You know, back in the days, Nicholas, actually, when he took a bus, he lost everything. He lost his father, my ex-husband. He ended up taking a bus here to Florida. And when I picked him up, he had nothing, and brought him in. And the next day I took him to the Lazy River in Splash Harbor. And, you know, he floated down the river and then he just laid there and he said, Mom, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? And I said, honey, it's going to be a day. It's going to go so fast that you're going to come back and you're going to have your condo. You're going to have your car and you're going to have the life and you're going to just live it. And then not even, I want to go back, a couple weeks back, we're floating down the Lazy River. Now, this is like a year and a half later, of course. And he goes, Mom, you were right. He said, I've got my car. I've got my condo that you found. Life is good. I'm looking for another good job. And, you know, he just smiled at me and said, you know, I just want to thank you for you and Bert for helping me and Wyatt and my grandson. So, you know, that just a little bit about Nicholas, you know, and about faith and keeping going. But with that phone call that we got at 3 a.m. Of course, he was on the floor, and my grandson, 11 years old, found him. Very difficult. Of course, I'm rushing during the storm getting over there, and I'm more worried also about my grandson because he's alone. And I'll tell you that when I looked at my son, there was no life in him. I realized that is the spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives in you, and that hit me like. A fire of God got into me, and I can't explain what has happened to me. You know, even Pastor Joe met Nick, and Nick gave his testimony about himself. You know, my other son was baptized there. Even his, you know, over at the service, I want to add that we had a beautiful service. Mrs. Painter was Teacher of the Year, and you know what? I give her Teacher of the World forever, because she actually came to the service and sat right next to Wyatt, and just amazing woman. And, you know, a friend of mine asked me about this service. She said, for my son, she goes, oh, how is it going to be? Is it going to be a celebration of life? Or I said, or a funeral? I said, well, no, we're going to do a celebration of life. And I said, nobody's going to be there. And I meant nobody, you know, like nobody. My engineer's guy, I got what you're saying. But we had so many friends and family and relatives that came over. 45 gave their life to God when they were at our church at beaminghope.org. And, you know, Nicholas's name, because he loved Christmas, and you know, he was 10 pounds when he was born, of course, on July 5th. The nurses said, do you have a name for Bruiser? And that little white hat never fit his head. And you know, when he went out of this world, we ended up going to after the service, of course, and relatives were here and just trying to relax. What did really help me, I want to tell you, was the Himalaya Salt Cave over here in Palm Harbor. I needed to relax. I needed to unwind. And everybody, I'm just looking over here on Instagram. It's called Ocean Air Himalaya Salt Cave. And amazing place. We played their commercial, 727-754-3979, 35205 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. I got to relax. Thank you to Margaret that I could just close my eyes. I brought my son, I brought my granddaughter and all this over there. We just relaxed and we just breathed. And that's someplace, if anybody's going through something, get over there. You're going to come out feeling amazing. And that was one thing. But what really is getting me through this, I'll be honest with you, I should do part two of this because it's going to go so fast. When I actually had passed away, I went to beaminghope.org. It's over in Largo, our church. And what happened was we had a summer camp. And Pastor Randy Hooper was there. And he didn't know what I was going through. Now, this is just a few days after my son had passed away. And I just needed healing. I needed to know that he's in heaven. And he is. I know that for a fact. And Randy walked up to me and afterwards, he goes, you've got the Holy Spirit all over you. God is just shining through you. And I just told him what happened. He said, I can't believe that you're here. And I said, like, why? way. You know, I'm, as my mother would say, Dawn, are you going to be mad at God? Are you going to, curse God? Are you going to do this? Or are you going to be positive and you believe in God and believe that he's in heaven in his dream home? And you know what? I'll tell you, I know the word. I know the Bible. I'm getting more of the Bible. I'm getting more involved in my church. And there is a spirit, a fire in me that is just nonstop. You know, and I want to tell everybody something. The week before my son, before he passed away, I felt like giving him more hugs. And for some reason, he left and I went, oh God, I didn't give him a hug. God said, he'll be back tomorrow on his birthday. Make sure that you give him more hugs. And what did I do? He came over and we went to the pool and he felt so good. And I kept giving him hugs and hugs. And he goes, Mom. Then the next day, I went over on the 6th and I had to drop. He wanted some money transferred. He didn't have any checks for his rent. So he said, I'll sell you the money if you blow me one of your checks. So I get over to his condo. Now, this is about, probably 12:30 in the afternoon. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I wanted to get up and jump because I wanted to get the station set up early. I felt in my spirit, God said again, sit down, enjoy him, enjoy, laugh, talk about the kitty that they just got that they were so excited about, just life. And then he said to me, I wish Autumn, my step-granddaughter, which his daughter, and I call her my granddaughter, he said, I wish she was here. I wish she could enjoy from New York in the summer. And all this stuff we talked about. And that night is the night that he had passed away, you know, and I'm so blessed that I got to spend that last time with him and just really enjoy. And he lived with me for a little bit when him and Wyatt were here and we kind of helped him out. And it was a little longer than usual. And I'm so glad we kind of snuck him in there where we lived. But we so enjoyed our time. And, you know, you don't know who you're going to be with or who you're going to hug that last time. Like when my sister came over and heard about the about what happened to Nick, and they rushed over from Cocoa Beach, and so did my nephew, and we had family there right immediately that evening. And I was leaving to pick up somebody else from the airport, and I looked at my sister and I said, bye. And then I didn't give her a hug. And of course, I called her. I said, I forgot to give you a hug, because she's driving across the state. And I said, meet me at the gas station. I'm going to give you a hug. My priorities have changed in my life and so much even more. And, you know, and just to give you an idea, my kids had everything in Arizona. When Nick was there, he had everything. And like I said, when he came here, he really had to trust God about starting over. And, you know, on Valentine's Day, we gave him a health membership to Esporta. And just to, you know, he was, you know, big guy, 300 pounds. He did have some health issues. He had sleep apnea, probably had diabetes. The doctor he was waiting for to go through, we were going to help him with dentures. And he says, Mom, just give me another week, you know, and my husband was all there to help him out on everything. And, you know, there's a clip I want to play because he had such an amazing sense of humor. And I love TikTok and I'm on TikTok now and Clapper and all that good stuff. And there's a little clip that I kind of played a little trick on him in the store. And I want you to all hear this. And this is my son. You can see his sense of humor. And I'll be right back. You'll hear this.
Guy in front of me, I'm gonna stop him. Hey, sir, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
So I see that you have pumpkin spice in your car. I just didn't.
Is that why you've been following me? I thought it was me.
Yeah, because I just did TikTok.
They got more of them if you need.
No, I was doing a TikTok video with the Spice Girls.
Okay.
So why do you like that so much?
I love pumpkin pie.
So anyways, that's on TikTok. I got a lot of hits on that as well. But you know what else? Also, I put a lot of things out there on TikTok, just a memorial, and people that were just saying to me, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. And I'll tell you, those prayers have definitely helped out as well. And, you know, just want to sit down with, you know, with going through all this. The other day, my son was, you know, getting Nick's birthday tattooed on his chest. Now, when I tell you to listen to the Holy Spirit, And in my spirit, I thought, you know, he knows his birthday is in July. And I laid down. I'm like, I felt it in my spirit. Call Eric and tell him to make sure he was going to get Roman numerals on his chest from Nick. On his birthday. And I fell asleep and I woke up and I get this phone call from my son. He goes, oh no, Mom, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He goes, I put 6/5/1987 in Roman numerals on my chest. I said, what? I said, oh my God, I told you I had a feeling to call you. And I didn't. And when you hear that little voice, you listen to it. And anyways, he got it fixed and it was really amazing. And, you know, I just want to tell you, the day that, you know, my son went to heaven in his dream home on, actually it was 7/7/21, and I believe that's God's number. You know, my pastor told me, he said, if people start to slip back or in their old ways or something, that God will take them home. You know, and I thought, okay, I'm a Christian. I read my Bible. I have miracles happen. You know, I'm sitting at my fireplace one night in the middle of the night. We have all the company sleeping. And I just felt that the fire in the fireplace, God said, look at the fire mantle. It's beautiful. It's pretty. But when you put that fire on, it makes it cozy and warm. That's what I'm going to do to you as well. And I'll tell you, these are just, I have so many things and it goes so fast. But you know, I have another guest on the phone in just a second that really helped me through this a lot. But I just want to tell you two more things here. And I'm going to do another special on this as well. But I have some amazing people I want to thank. My sister Dana for the amazing PowerPoint, the catering, the pictures, the flowers, everything. VH2 TV Network, Daryl Triplett, Devin Sawyer, you really came through to help us pay for the pastor and everybody and all the things that we needed. And everyone that did the GoFundMe and all the flowers from people. Christy Boyles for the beach condo that you lent my son. I mean, I'm sorry, well, he was there too sometimes. But my brother, the lasagna that you brought over that you made sure that we had right after the passing. Renee Leon for the bagels. Christina Wills for coming over with toilet paper and paper plates and all this stuff that you said you need it with all the company that you have. So, you know, that was amazing. And, you know, the other thing, too, I wanted to say is, you know, when I picked up my son's ashes at the post office, of course, I brought his girlfriend over. And I know it's going really quick, but she has a little testimony I will put on social media. We're going so fast and we only have such a little time. And I will do part two of this as well on the 10th when I have another guest on the air with me. But picking up his ashes, I said to Devin, that was his girlfriend, I said, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. And I said, we get to the post office. Of course, he wanted to be cremated. And then, you know, they lost his ashes. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm just going, no, they didn't. We found them. And I said, would you please carry him out? She goes, okay, boo, come out with us. Of course, there was a man that just appeared kind of out of nowhere. We don't even know where he came from. Very handsome man. And he thought there was a pet in there. And I said, because he saw the cremation. And we said, no, it's my son. And we started to pray. And we started to talk about things. And he goes, go home and read Thessalonians chapter. And I have it right in front of me. But I want to tell you, the power of God just came through me on this. And I just want to read this real quick. It says, how, brothers and sisters, you want to know what will happen to believers who die, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and he was raised and life again, we also believe that when Jesus comes and returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. But that right there, of course, I've gone through, I hear a song, I'm in the pool, I cry, I drive, I see a car like his, you know, I have a 5-minute shower. But the most amazing thing that happened was when I was going on TikTok Live and I was just doing anybody need prayer. I opened my Bible. Now, I had my son's Bible in church, but I opened my Bible and there was a feather. A feather appeared in this Bible. It wasn't in there at all before when I came back from the church service. It was there in my Bible. And to me, I just, you know, little signs like that. I believe that Nicholas, and he it felt like he was kind of pushing me or the Holy Spirit or somebody. It was God, because I found some paperwork that needed to be done with his car. And if I wouldn't have, then I wouldn't have had the right paperwork. There are just so many little things. But, you know, I have one more minute. I know, GW, you're going to be on with me in a second. And I want to tell you one more thing, what God is doing to me. And I have more stories I'll tell you later. But there was a morning a couple days ago, I got up and I said, God, how are you going to use me today? And I had my dog, my Jack Russell, and my Bichon Poo. And I walked around and, of course, my Bichon Poo was sitting there and my Jack Russell took off and was chasing a cat, broke the leash. And I'm running. This couple in a golf cart was going around. And long story short, the guy said, I'll hold your other dog for you. Little did I know I was about to testify about what my life is going through right now. And I told her, they came back and said, how are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to pick up my son from the post office. This is before I picked him up. I said, we're going to strap him in the back. And I said, we're probably going to the casino and play Keno. They looked at me like, what did you just say? And we did do that, by the way. And I did win $127 on a $20 free play. I just like, you know, like 5 cents. But anyways, I was telling her my story and she goes, your son passed away 3 weeks ago and I miss him. I know he's in heaven. He's probably looking down on earth going, you guys are really in hell down here. You know, I'm in real paradise, not Florida. But when I gave her how I'm feeling about this and how I miss him, and I don't hurt. I ache for his hugs. I ache for his laughter. And I just know that he's around me. And she looked at me afterwards. She said, my friend just passed away. And she said, I don't know. I haven't handled it very well. I've been very depressed. And after my testimony, she looked at me. She said, thank you, I'm healed. And I went, what? And to me, I said, like she said, you just did something to me that was amazing. And with that, I just know the power of God. But 3 days ago, I had a dream that I was praying with people and they were lighting up going, I get it, I get it. I got the power of the Holy Spirit. And then I had a dream. I've never had a dream like this. And I looked up in the sky and there were these zero, there was like numbers, like countdown to return of Christ. Yeah, that's how it was. But there was a zero at the top and there were all these numbers ticking, ticking, ticking down. And I thought, okay, I woke up and I was like, well, that was very spiritual, powerful. So all I'm trying to tell you is put God first in everything you do. Make sure that, you know, you get up in the middle of the night, you start praying for your kids, because I have more miracle stories that happened where my son almost lost an eye and he was on vacation putting a tent together. And that night I woke up and prayed and he did not lose his eye. So many things have happened and more spiritual things have happened as well, and I'll do part two coming up. But this is just a dedication to my son Nicholas. I know there's a couple favorite songs that he liked, but GW, I have a minute. I know you're there. I want to thank you so much because you came to the station, and we're going to have a special with you coming up in August. And I just read the One Last Chance book that you have, and you know, any, you know, it was amazing about your life, and it's going so fast. But any last words that you'd like to say to the, you know, world on this special for Nicholas?
What I would like to say is there was a poem that came to mind here, and I'll read it, that God had me write after my mom had passed away. It says, when the sun sets, where will you be? No matter where you are, do not cry for me. Look up at the heavens, and there I will be, surrounding you with love and all of your heavenly family.
I read that in the book, and that was amazing. That you, it was something that was so powerful to me when I read that today. And we're going to have you on. Give everybody your website. He said 2 minutes. Oh, no. Everybody your website, and that you'll be back on the air with me in August?
I will. And it's www.productionsbyfaith.com.
All right. We have 1 minute left. Thank you, GW. Sorry, it just went so fast today. I need more hours. I need more sponsors. If you're interested with my new show, Dawn Reese, Miracle Story TV Network, we'd love to have you. I'd love to have your miracle story on the air with me and also do a video with you as well. And I know that we had another favorite song that Nicholas liked. I think it was Don't Worry, Be Happy. That was one of his songs. We're going to end with that, and I'll just talk with that as well if we can do that, Tommy. And thank you, everybody, for watching. And this is just my dedication to my son, that I wanted to do something. And like I said, when you have a feeling to do something, I was at a Dollar Tree store just real quick. I know I have 2 minutes. I'm going to tell this testimony. A kid came up to my car. Hey, do you have 75 cents, a dollar? I said, I have a dollar. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray with you. And when I prayed with him, I got him, you know, I said, you know, what do you need? And he had a bicycle and he's an old t-shirt. And he goes, you know, I also need t-shirts. I said, what size are you? And would you believe that same, not even 20 minutes ago, before I went there, I went home and I was just packed my son's 3X t-shirts and shirts. I brought him back a couple shirts and I said, here you go. I think one of them said, I'm good at doing nothing. Just, I have a private joke. But anyways, no, but I gave him peanut butter and we prayed with him. And, you know, if you can help somebody out, give somebody something, give someone hope, pay back forward. God is blessing you. It is time to bless others. And that's what this show is about. And my son was my biggest fan. He'd always call me after the show and say, Mom, I love the show today. Put Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues on. He was my favorite. I know I'm counting the countdown. 8, 59, 34, 33, 32. I'll be back August 10th with Dawn Reese, Miracle Stories TV Network. And you won't believe who's going to be on. It's going to be amazing. And check out Dawn Reese on Facebook and Dawn Show on TikTok. And thank you, everybody. God bless. Remember, give God all the glory and honor, and watch things happen.
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.